So the shear that we have for today, it's a perm shear on the one hand. It's a perm shear, but it's also a Zmanim shear. So the nice thing, it's at the intersection of Inyan HaDiyoma with our Brachos Limud, which is always nice. Okay, so I wanna just begin by making a prosaic point, which is if you read the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, you get the following. Or Chaim Tafresh Pei Zayin Aleph. Let's get a volunteer to read this. You'll see it's just a quotation of the Gemara and Megillah. Lee, why don't you get us started here? Chayv Adam.
Chav Adam Likros HaMegillah B'Lailah V'Lach Sor V'Lishnota Bayom V'Shalayla Zmana Kol HaLayla V'Shalayom Zmana Kol HaYom Mi'anetach Amad Sof HaYom V'Imkara Mi'Mishalad HaMashachar Yatzah.
Yeah, so for this part, the Yom part, Zmana Kol HaYom and Etzach Chama at Sof HaYom, but if Kara Misha Alamad HaShachar Yatzah, you'll recognize that comes from where?
Comes from the same thing on Tefillah. I think the same language is by Tefillah.
Well, it's actually not by Tefillah, but we saw it in our Limud. It's in the Mishnah Megillah and Daf Chaf, of course, right? For Mikra Megillah, Hallel, Hazah, Tevilah. Do you say Tefillah or Tevilah?
I said Tefillah. I was saying yesterday when we did the Shulchan Aruch. I think there was a
Yeah.
similar
Yeah, but
language.
that's all borrowed from this Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Chav. Okay. But today I want to focus on the Zman for Kriyasa Balaila. Now, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, so he just says, Chayav Likros HaMegillah Balaila V'lach Sol Bayom. When is the Zman for Mikra Megillah Balaila leave, according to the language of the Shulchan Aruch? Whoops. Vishalaila.
The whole night.
Correct. Vishalaila Zmana Kol HaLaila. Now, what is the Hagadara of Lila? When does night begin?
Good
Such that
question.
you. Well,
Good question.
it's a good question. This is what we've been exploring all year, right? If you read the Shulchan Aruch, it's not clear. He just says Lila. And I think there's something very nice about that because you could just say, okay, whatever your Hagadara of Lila is, that's his Zman Mikra Megillah. Now read the Mishnah Berurah. And if we were, the types of Jews who just read the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, this is what we would get. So read the Mishnah. Let's get a volunteer to read the Mishnah Berurah. Who do we got here? Jeremy, you want to read the Mishnah Berurah for us? Mishnah Berurah Tafresh Pei Zayin Aleph. Look at some Megillah Balayla. And the Mishnah Berurah is doing his job. His job is to kind of explicate, to be mefarish, the words of the Shulchan Aruch that are sasim, that are underdeveloped, right? What is going on here? My computer. Okay, so what does the Mishnah Berurah say?
Likros Magila Balaila, Mishas Titokuchavim,
Okay,
the Iron Lik.
Mishas Tseis HaKochavim. Mishas Tseis HaKochavim, Mishnah Berurah tells us. So when's the earliest, when is the Zman of Mikra Megillah Belilah, says according to the Mishnah Berurah?
Safe.
Tseis. Which is very late, correct? So you have to remember, this year it's a strange year because of Shabbos. But normally, everyone's fasting on Tainus Esther. Purim's already, the days are getting longer. You wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. So let's say this year, right? Let's say we're waiting for Tzeis. Tzeis is probably like 7:50 or something where I live. Right, so then you're going to do Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah takes, 40 minutes about. So that means you're not going to break your fast until about, let's say, I don't know, what are we, 8:30? That sound about right. So that's a pretty long day. Now, this I think is typical. If you're just learning the Mishnah Berurah, you'd walk away with this sense that Laila Le'inyan Mikra Megillah is defined by Tzeis HaKochavim, and this is kind of the established practice nowadays in most kahilos. Okay, but I want us to try to examine whether this is true and what's the basis for it. to kind of open up the hood here and show the complexity of the halachic reasoning for what the Zman Mikra Megillah really should be. Okay? When you see this, does this strike you as right that the Zman should be Tzeis HaKochavim? So let's say we go back to our Gemara in Tfilas HaShachar and we say, oh, our job here in the yeshiva is to throw out Tfilas Arvis Rishus or Tfilas Arvis Chova. And we were to say, okay, the Mishnah says that there's a din Mikra Megillah Balaila, but when is Laila in Mikra Megillah? That's the question for today. Okay? All right. So let's just start off with the Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We know this Gemara very well. Ein Koran Esam Megillah V'lo Malin V'lo Tovan V'lo Mazin V'chein Shemar Asiyon K'neged Yom Ad She Tanei Tzacham V'chulan She'asu Mishalom Rashachar Kosher. Now on that sugya, the Gemara teaches us that there's a chiyuv Amar Rishua Ben Levi Chayav Adam Likros Esam Megillah B'Laila V'lishanosa B'Yom. There's a chiyuv to read Megillah both at night and in the day. The Gemara Megillah Daf Dalet says something similar. Amar Rishua Ben Levi Chayav Adam Likros Esam Megillah B'Laila V'lishanosa B'Yom. Shenemar Elokai Ekra Yomam Velosa Ane Velaila Velo Dumiali. I call out to Hashem both at night during the day. The Gemara here has a very interesting suggestion that maybe that should mean that you read the Megillah at night, and then during the day you're Lemisna Masnisan Didabi Mama. You learn Mishnayis Megillah during the day, so you're not just repeating Mikra Megillah in the evening and in the morning, but you are going to do. Is that Danny in the back? What's up, Danny? How are you?
He was
Going on, bro. Sorry to disrupt.
it's
I just
great to
wanted to see,
hear
but
about
why
it.
is leave home? That's the bigger question.
That's a great question. Supposedly, it's his nephew's pidyon tonight, which Rebbe's invited to.
Very nice. Mazel tov. Big
Thank
simcha. Great
you.
stuff. Nice to see you. All right. So the Gemara goes on to say, Lemisna masnisen didabi mama. One thought is that you should do Mikra Megillah at night and learn the Mishnayos the next day, but the Gemara ultimately rejects that, and the Gemara says it means. Just like I'm going to be Mavir the Parsha and I'll repeat it. This is, of course, the ambiguity of Vilishanosa from the Lashon of Mishnah Torah. Does that connote get into the details, look at it from a different perspective, analyze it, or does it just connote to read it a second time? Right? Repetition versus studying. Okay, the Gemara quotes another limud from Rabbi Chelbo. Chayav Adam Likros Esam Megillah B'Laila L'Shanosa B'Yom Shenemar L'Maan Yizmecha Kvod L'Edim Hashem L'Kayla Olam Odeka. Rashi explains that there's some element of either Ze'aka, Zecher L'Nes, that you would do Ze'aka Yom V'Laila, like Esther, or there's a din of Shevach, and L'Maan Yizmecha Kvod L'Edim Hashem L'Kayla Leolam Odeka, that there's an aspect of Shevach, and you should be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both by day and by night. Okay, so either way, the background of the Gemara is that there's a dual Chiyuv Kriya or Chiyuv Kriya twice. The Gemara itself does not Magdir Laila. Of course, the Gemara's language is just Chayav Likros Esam Megillah Balaila. That's all the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't tell us which definition of Laila we need to use. And of course, when you get to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they just work with the language of the Gemara. So the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel of Hilchos Megillah, Mitzvah Likros Kula, or Mitzvah Likrosa Balaila Uvayom, B'chol HaLaila Kasher LaKriyas HaLaila. The whole night. The Rambam doesn't define what night is. Same for the Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Pei Zayin Aleph and Aruch Chaim. Chayav Adam Likros Esam Megillah B'Laila, V'lach Zalashinoz B'Yom, B'Shalayla, Zmana Kol HaLaila. Okay, and that's where the Mishnah Berurah piped in, and he said, by the way, Laila means Tzeis HaKochavim. But the Chorah, it's an open question, right? Okay, so let's now peer into the history and see what was done and what would be the basis for going one way or the other. So if you look here at the earlier Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, you have the Beis Yosef here in Taf Resh Pei Zayin. So notice, Taf Resh Pei Zayin is the siman of Amar Bishu Ben Levi, Chayav Adam Likros Esam Megillah B'Laila V'Lishanosa B'Yom. The first thing the Beis Yosef does is he cites the Orchos Chaim, citing the Ravid. Nohagu, the Orchos Chaim is, of course, I give you a biography here, Varna Kohen Milunel, probably from Narbona. But he lives at the turn of the 14th century. So he's late 1300s. Sorry. He dies in 1330, so he's in the first quarter of the 14th century. He wrote the Kolbo, he wrote the Orchos Chaim, one of the great Chachmei Provence. He cites the Ravid, who's earlier Chachmei Provence. Nahagu likrosa mibod yom leil arba asar. So going back to the Ravid, what are we told was the minog? Mibod yom leil arba asar. When is that, presumably? Come on, guys, our brachos limud. Romy, when is this probably?
Shkia
Shkia. Interesting. You would call Shkia mibod yom.
before Shkia.
Yeah, I think this is probably Plag HaMincha. Right? From Plag HaMincha on Tanis Esther. And why would they do that? Dafka kidei lahakel al ha. Notice this girsa. It's not clear what this girsa. Ha anoshim. How do you read that? It's hard to know what that means. You'll see where it's probably a corruption of. It was to make it easier for the people to fast. Pregnant women, people who had difficulty fasting, they would do Mikra Megillah, Mibod Yom on Tanis Esther. So they're kind of the exact opposite of what you get in the Mishnah Berurah. And this is the first thing the Beis Yosef comments. Now, let me ask you a question. When you read this passage, Noagu lekros mibod yom leil arba asar kedei lahakel al ha'anoshim al ha'anusim or v'ha'me'ubaros shelo lesanos yosher midai. Does that imply that it is this was the kriya for everybody, or this was a special kriya for the poor fasters, the weak, the people of difficulty fasting?
Sounds like everybody, no?
Tani, is that a flip yogurt?
Yeah.
My kids are obsessed with those. A Chobani flip. They love that.
Yeah. Well,
It's great.
they're pretty sweet and crunchy, right? So it's a good mix of texture and flavors. Feels like a great product.
What flavor do you have?
This is Boston cream pie. This is strawberry cheesecake. I just had a like a coconut vanilla one too. Not gonna lie to you, so I'm on my third.
Wow. Pounding them.
So yeah, I'm also a big fan. Not paid product placement, just a really good product that deserves more placement.
Well said, Tani. Talking about the people who have difficulty fasting, so how do you understand this Beis Yosef? Is the Beis Yosef saying this was a special kriya for the faint of heart, or was the Beis Yosef saying because there are people who have difficulty fasting, they established the kriya at this time? Just curious from the pashtus, so the language and context of the Beis Yosef.
It's everyone would read it earlier.
Yeah,
Yeah, it
I
sounds like
agree. Romy, you agree with Ned's suggestion also? Yeah, it sounds like everybody, Noagul Gros Mibodion, because of the subset of the population that has difficulty fasting. But it sounds like if you were to walk into Pasquier, I believe that's how you pronounce it, Pasquier in Provence, where the Ravid was the Mara d'Asra, according to this report, the whole kriya was Plag HaMincha on Tanis Esther. Right, or some point there, Mibodion. Okay. Now, look here at the Darkei Moshe on the tour. Darkei Moshe is authored by
Ramon.
the Rama on the tour. What does he write? He says, "Uchein hu b'cholbo." The cholbo is the same author of the Orchos Chaim. Uvetchumas Hadeshen. This is a slightly different variant. The Chumas Hadeshen's later than the Ravid. Simon Kuftes. We'll look at this inside. Demisha kasha alav hatanis yucha likros hamegillah miplag hamincha. Dechashiv laila kimo dechashiv laila leinan kriyashma shel arvis. So of course this is being so mechan Rabbeinu Tam. This is Rabbeinu Tam shita. We'll see that the Chumash Hadeshen believe that we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. That's also the view of the Mordechai that we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam in that first Tosas on Daf Beis. But the point here is, number one, okay, it's slightly different from the Ravid Shita in that the Chumash HaDeshen is saying that it's Misha Kasha Olavatainis. So it sounds like it is for Yechidim, not necessarily for the Tzibor. But the more important point is that Me'ikar Adin, we could do Kriyas HaMegillah from Plag HaMincha onwards, not because this is a din misuyam in like that you could daven, you could do something before it's man, but more fundamentally that this is chashiv laila. Plag HaMincha onwards is chashiv laila, l'chor according to Rabbi Yehuda, or maybe even l'chor according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Kimo de chashiv laila l'inyan kriyas shma shel arvis. So yes, the Gemara talks about kriyas HaMegillah shel arvis, kriyas HaMegillah shel laila is called laila. When is Hagdaras Laila? Hagdaras Laila is always from Plag HaMincha onwards. As we know, Linyan Kriyas Shema according to Rabbeinu Tam. Good?
Well, but he also doesn't think that everyone should do that, so clearly not so simple, no?
Well, we don't know. We'd have to read the Truma Sedeshen inside. We're going to see the Truma Sedeshen inside. He's citing the Truma Sedeshen. He just says that someone who's like, if someone, he had a Shaila, when's the earliest I could do Kriyas HaMegillah? Right? And his
Yeah,
answer is Plag HaMincha, because that's Laila L'inyan Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis.
but I'm saying, right, but it's not necessarily Lila for real, you know?
We don't know. We don't know. But I'm just saying, if you're looking at the, we have the Ravid saying that they were Kore Mibod Yom on Tainus Esther for the whole Kehillah because of the people. There's a subset of the population for whom it's difficult to fast. And then we have the Darkei Moshe here citing the Truma Sedeshen that for people for whom it's difficult to fast, they could daven for Plag HaMincha because Plag HaMincha is already Hagdaras Laila, as we know from Kriyas Shema. Okay. Here's the original Ne'aruchos Chaim, Kosov Arayvid, V'nohagu likrosa mibod yom, kedei lahakel al ha'anusim v'ala ha'me'ubaros v'ala ha'bachuros, shelo l'hisanos yosher. They blame it on, I guess, you know, people who are, just have difficulty fasting, pregnant women, and the young girls. Who can't fast, or they didn't want them to have to fast too much. But therefore, the entire kohol, it seems, was kore mibodyo. Okay. Here's the Trumas Hadashen, Simen Kuf Tes. She'ela. Mi shehu anos ktsas, shelo yuchal lelech lebeis haknesses, likriyas migil. By the way, the Trumas Hadashen, the Bishrol Isserlin, we've seen a lot of him. 15th century Ashkenaz. He was born in Regensburg. Regensburg in 1390. It's a great German, one of the big German towns. And then he dies in Vienna, Neustadt, in 1460. So he's a major figure in Vienna. Which other Rishon was in Vienna?
The
Arzurah, very good. Truma Sedeshen's later, but it's kind of he's a very important figure in that kind of Eastern Germanic part of Europe. So Truma Sedeshen Siman Kuf Tes, right? Someone who's anus, they can't make it to shul for Kriyas HaMegillah. B'tzarech lahamtin ad la'achar shekaru ha'ka'al. V'az yimtzo lo echad sheyikra lo. V'zek kasha alav leshev kol kach b'taynes. So the guy here in this case can't make it to shul. Notice, what is he anus about? He's anus that he can't make it to shul. Correct? Now, since he can't make it to shul, he has to wait for Kriyas HaMegillah to eat. So what's going to happen? He's going to have to wait for everyone else to get back for shul after their Kriyas HaMegillah, and then hear the Kriyas HaMegillah later. Right? So Sharile lishmoa kriyasa mibod yom b'yirgimo b'tanis Esther olav. When's the earliest he could hear Kriyas HaMegillah before the zman they're reading it in shul? Tshuva, yireh diyachol lishmoa kriyasa. The Yotze ba mi bod yom la'achar tfilas arvis mi plaga mencha ve'elach. Dahainu shah virviya kodem ha'layla. So notice, it sounds here, I don't even think this is about anusim per se, just somebody who can't get to shul and he can't fast well past the zman of Kriyas HaMegillah. When's the earliest he could be kore? What are we told? Plag. Now I do want to add one thing here. Notice he does say that you should daven ma'ariv before. Right, mi plag hamincha lachar tfilas arvis. I think that suggestion that you should daven ma'ariv before is consistent with what we saw actually in our shiurim about hilchos avelos and hilchos nida and hilchos tefillin, that maybe there's something about the tfilas arvis that helps be koved as laila from plag. Right, meaning everything is indeterminate from plag. The widest boundary of laila of Laila indeterminacy is from Plaga Mincha, until sometime of Tzeis Kol HaKochavim. And it's indeterminate. Laila's spread out there, but you could be Magdir, you could collapse the wave function and localize it by Tfilas Arvis, to be Magdir Laila. So I think so too here, it's Meduyik in the language of the Tshumas HaDeshen that you should daven Maariv before you're going to hear Kriyas HaMegillah, but from Plaga Mincha onwards, that's fine. What's his raya? De Pasak Rabbeinu Tam Resh Brachos. De Kaimalan de Mizmana Hu Ve'eloch Chashiva Laila Le'inyan Kriyashma. So this is the Pesach of the Tshumas HaDeshen. And here's his argument. V'yafa gav de Hikbid Hasam Rachmana Lehajaz Man Shchiva Uvahu Zimna Lav Man Shchivahu. And even though for Kriyashma Shel Arvis, it's really a Dinan Zman Shchiva. And from Plaga Mincha onwards, nobody's going to sleep. No one's sleeping at Plaga Mincha. Mikol makom nafik midei kriyashma mishum dechashiv laila. This, by the way, Rumi, is parallel to the Rashba that we saw on Daf Ches. The Rashba said that from alos hashachar, even though most people are not waking up, we could consider it yom and zman kima because it's yom le'inyan and other mitzvos. The Tshumas HaDeshen is making a similar point about the. Remember, Rumi, I was making fun of you for being a purist. But the Tshumas HaDeshen is saying you can't be a purist about Zman Shechiva. And even Rabbeinu Tam, who says Plaga Mincha, he's not moving away from Zman Shechiva. He's just saying that we could define Zman Shechiva by Laila. Is that unbelievable? Kol Shekein le'inyan Kriyas Megillah deleka k'peid v'midi chashvina nahu zimna Laila shetei Kriyas b'zmana b'yadalid. Seeing if Rabbeinu Tam is willing to say that it's considered Zman Shechiva from Plag based off it being Laila, all the more so we could consider it Laila in Kriyas HaMegillah based off it being Laila after Plag. And even though Kama Gedolim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, HaKasa ben Mordechai Hasam b'shem Ravya, HaMinog Kavase de Rabbeinu Tam, Ba'machmir Kedivrei Shaar Gonim Nikra Hegiot, Im Lo Hurgol b'shar Prishios. Sounds like Minhag Ashkenaz was to follow Rabbeinu Tam. At least that's the testimony of the Ravya in the Mordechai. And the Tshumas HaDeshen runs with that. Okay, I also want to add, notice when you read the Tshumas HaDeshen, it doesn't sound like someone who is in such a difficult situation. He's just anos ktsas. Anos ktsas in what sense? That he's not able to make it to the Beis HaKnesses for Kriyas HaMegillah. And then it'll be kasha alav leshe betainis until somebody gets back from that kriya and then lanes for him. And so he's like waiting, like three kriyas and megillah lengths after, to break his fast. Now the Tshumas HaDeshen says, and this is an important point, that he thinks preferable aval ein nira li lahatir mi shekasha lo lahamtin kedeliel sheyitom at kodem kriyas megillah v'yamtin shuvat shiavo lo. Kedaminan de brachos lo yamar adam ochel kima v'ashta kima v'achkach ekar kriyashna v'espalel ad kol over debe chachamim chayv misa v'nira de kol shekhen linen kriyas ha-megillah de chayshinan shema techatfenu shena v'yivata mikriyasa shere yish bashehos tuva v'gam kriyasa chuvah tvei shere kol mitzvot nidchas mipanea. He says, I'm not willing to allow this guy to eat before kriyas ha-megillah. So I'm not better to be makdim kriyas ha-megillah to plag and eat right after Kriyas HaMegillah, than to break your fast after Plag and delay your Kriyas HaMegillah till later in the night. Okay, my father has a way of fundamentalizing this thing. I don't think now that I reread the Tshumas HaDeshen, it doesn't sound like it's so coherent with the language of the Tshumas HaDeshen. But my father has a nice mahalach that I guess he shoehorns into this Tshumas HaDeshen. That there's a special connection between Tanis Esther and the celebration of Purim, that like it's a kiyum in Tanis Esther that you are fasting up to Mikra Megillah and you only break your fast after you hear the kriya. So it's about the transition from one day into the next. It's a very sharp shot. I'll tell you about it later. But that you guys agree that Tshumas HaDeshen doesn't seem to be saying that. The Tshumas HaDeshen here seems to be saying it's just Allah this chashash that we saw in Brachos Daf Dalid. That you shouldn't be eating before you have a chiyuv, before once the zman chiyuv kicks in. And it sounds like he's holding the zman chiyuv kicks in here from Plaga Mincha. Just like you would say that l'chora for zman kriyas shma shel arvis, huadin for zman mikra megillah. Okay. Hakol panim, The Chumash Adashin says the Zman Laila here is from Plaga Mincha. Ned.
Is that the fact that we're already quite flexible about the date in which we read the Megillah a factor here? Meaning, Torah, Yud Aleph, whatever.
For other Rishonim, yes, but not
Not
for
for the Chumash
the.
Adashin. That's clearly about that's about defining it to be Teslav, but the who are those other Rishonim?
Yeah, maybe the Ravid. We don't know the rationale for the Ravid yet, right? Let's see. The Ravid just says Kadela. We don't know his rationale, but we'll see for the other. We'll see for the other Rishonim in a second. Yeah, but you agree with me, Neda, for the Darkei Moshe and for the Chumash Adashin, it's the Din and just Hagdaras Laila.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although you might say that our willingness to play with that definition takes the kind of the flexibility of when you can read into account, meaning
Yeah, you might say that, but again,
no,
that's
that's to
not
say
the
that.
sense. That's not the sense in the Chumash Adashin and here
Yeah.
or the Rama. Okay, let me just show you, of course, this psak of the Mordechai that the Chumash Adashin is relying on. So it's Remez Aleph and Brachos. He says, "Kaimelon Krab Yehuda, Dama Resh Perek Tfilas HaShachar Miplaga Mincha VeElach Lailahu." And then an unbelievable quote of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds its Laila from Plaga Mincha onwards. Revi'a kodem. Notice that he's defining Plag. This is a Shaul Zmanio's question that we're going to get to next year. Plag is an hour and a quarter before Tseis, not an hour and a half, not an hour and a quarter before Shkia. But the question is, once you hold like the Gra and the Baal HaTanya, that you're calculating Shaul Zmanio's from Shkia. Do you say the same thing? That's fine. For Rav Yoh Kasav, nearly Iker Divrei Rabbeinu Tam. The Rav Yoh says he likes Rabbeinu Tam's psak, that is Laila from Plag. The Kasav, Hama Achrim Likro Kriyashma Lispalel Balaila Mechzi Ki Yuara. Shekola Osa Davar Sheno Tzarech Nika Hedjiot. El Imken Hugro Baprishos Gambishar Dvarim. So I guess every time you go to shul and they announce, remember to repeat Kriyashma. On Friday afternoon after Tzitzik Kochavim, you should ask them if they're ruggle and shar precious, or maybe they're just cholek on Rabbeinu Tam. You should figure out what their view is. But you could see not only does the Rav Yoh say that this is the psak that we pass on like Rabbeinu Tam, but that it's wrong to be machmir against him. Okay, nika hedjo. Okay. Let me just say one other thing in this part of the discussion, then I'm going to move us into the next piece of the discussion. Here, take a look for a second. Actually, this is all fine. 1 second. Yeah, you can see the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch paskins this Chumash Adashin here in Tafresh Tzadi Beis Dalid. Mishehu Onos Ktsas, ve'eino yochol lelech lebeis haKnesses, v'tzarech lahamtin ad achar shekaru haKohol, v'kashel avleishe b'taynis kol kach, yochol lishmoa kriyasa mibod yom, miplag hamincha ulamala. Mishnah Berurah. V'hatam dekivin dechashvina leilayla l'inyan tefilas arvis sheyochol lispal b'zman ahu chashvina leilayla gam l'inyan zeh. It's kind of funny. If you read the original, it's more that it's leilayla l'inyan kriyashma. But you can see the Shulchan Aruch paskins this for the person who's anus ktsas, in that they can't get to the Beis HaKnesses for the tzibur's kriya. Okay, so that's shita number one. Shita number two is exactly what Ned suggested. That you could be koreis hamegillah from Plaga Mincha ve'elach, or maybe even before that, maybe even before Plaga Mincha, on the theory that the yom, the celebration of Purim, is not localized. That the cele. Do you guys see that Ezra dropped off the Zoom because we reached our half hour mark? Isn't that something?
You were on.
That's right. That's right. On the theory that the Yom of Purim is actually spread out, like zmanim harbe tiknu chachamim. And so it's true that we try to localize our Megillah to Yedalid, but maybe in principle it could extend beyond those parameters. So here's a discussion in the Rif, very beginning of Maseches Megillah. The Rif, Dapi Rif, start on Daf Aleph. So whatever vortlach you want to say for why the Shah starts on Daf Beis, you have to have something to say why the Dapi Rif start on Daf Aleph. And he quotes the Gemara that Megillah is Nikres Bizmanim Harbe. You have Tresar, Tlesar, you have Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tesvav. The Gemara says, why don't we have to spell out Yud Gimel? And the Gemara says, it's Zman Kihilok Lakol Hi V'lo Tzarech Lerbuye. There's something special about Yud Gimel, which is Tanis Esther, but that's Zman Kihil Lakol. So it's obvious you could do Mikra Megillah then. Now, you could see here, the Rif tells us that this is Das Rabbi Akiva Stima'a. It's only Rabbi Akiva who holds that there is Zmanim Harbe for Megillah, but the Chachamim don't allow that anymore. Now, there's a variety of reasons. You should only do Mikra Megillah at its right time, which is Yudalid for non-walled cities and Tesvav for walled cities. Okay? So the Rif paskins that we no longer do Mikra Megillah outside of Yudalid Tesvav. And this is, by the way, just an interesting thing. I got into a debate with somebody yesterday in a phone conversation. But a lot of what the Rif and the Balamor and the Ravid are trying to do is they're trying to like sort through the Gemara and figure out how do we paskin, both like what's the best way to paskin and how is the Gemara in fact paskining. So you can see here the Rif is doing a lot of work by telling us that we paskin against Rabbi Akiva. It's not obvious from the Gemara how we paskin. It's actually a very complicated thing to try to reconstruct from the Gemara. What the psak is. Balamor disagrees. The Balamor says, here's the Balamor on that riff. Tanya bebraisa hamefaresh v'hayotze laderech korin b'yud gimel. We have a braisa that says somebody who's traveling could read the Megillah on the 13th. Good. Now look what he writes. Kasavalar Ephraim. So one of the earlier Rishonim said, "The Hadar Rav v'Derav Asi de Isle Kriya Shalobizmana." Blah blah blah. Aval b'dialafi beis lekola mikra klal deha batluluhu. Ubebraisa zulo hiskira biyud gimel bilvad. So the thought is that maybe there's a distinction now that Yud Gimel is a viable day because it's special in virtue of it being Tanis Esther, Yom Kiyil HaKol, but Yud Aleph and Yud Beis are no longer viable candidates because we paskin against Rabbi Akiva, even if you're traveling. Okay? Balamor disagrees, and he says, Ani Omer, this is something we saw, by the way, in our discussion in the rush about Shas Adchak paskening like another daya to be makdim zman tfilas arvis. Do you guys remember that? So the Balamor says, Ani Omer hu adin li yud beis vi yud aleph uchidai hu Rabbi Akiva stim sa lismuch ala b'shas adchak kegon ha mefarish vi yotzi l'derech shemeachar sheetir lo b'yud gimel hu adin li yud aleph vi yud beis. So the Balamor says, actually, you know what? I think there's all these days could be reopened up as candidates b'shas adchak. Even though shelo b'shas adchak, you shouldn't allow them anymore. Okay? But what you see from this exchange, certainly from the shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim, is that even if you don't agree with Rabbi Akiva, there's something special about the capacity to lane Megillah on Yud Gimel if you're pressed for time, if you're like Yotzei LaDerech. This actually works out nicely with our shiur that we had last year on Sunday about davening for Malos if you're Yotzei LaDerech. Okay. Okay. Now, here's the Ravid. The Ravid comments on here after his whole analysis, once we get into his whole thing. He says, Mameli Adinan, the halacha Rabbi Akiva. Maybe we actually paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Zmanim harbe tiknu chachamim. It's true that we're nohag to do it more on Yudalid, but in principle there are other zmanim, especially Yud Gimel. Ve'alze nohagu bin Narbona likrosa mibod yom shel Yud Gimel la'anusim ulebachuros shelo lehisanos mishechashecha yoser midai. He says this is the basis for our reading Megillah mibod yom in Provence. So Ned, this is exactly what you said, right? The Balamor's rationale, sorry, the Chumash HaDeshen's rationale is that it's Laila from Plag. The Ravid's rationale is Manim Harbe Tiknu Chachamim. And so you could be Koray from earlier. Right, Ned?
Shiki ones.
And by the way, an interesting nafgamina is that L'chora, according to this, L'chora, for people who need it, you could probably even do prior to Plag HaMincha if there's some sort of extenuating circumstance or reason. Right? Because it's a din in Yud Gimel, it's not a din in Laila of Yud Daled. And it seems like that was sufficient for the Ravid to allow this minhag of Narbona, Likrosa Mibodom Shel Yud Gimel, La'anusim Lebachuros. Now again, in this formulation of the Ravid, in contrast to the formulation quoted in the Orchos Chaim, it's not clear if this was just for the La'anusim or if this was for the entire population because of the Anusim. What do you guys think of this? I think this formulation could go both ways. It's not as clear as the language of the Beis Yosef, which implied that it was for the whole Kehillah. Okay. All right. Now, by the way, here's just add to this or what we said earlier. Here, by the way, you have the Chumash HaDeshen and Siman Aleph, where Lishitaso, the Chumash HaDeshen paskins that Mordechai citing the Ravya b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Laila, it's Laila from Plag HaMincha onwards. Okay. Hey, everyone, good at that background so far? Yeah. Okay, so now we move to the 18th, 17th century. We move to the 17th century to the writings of the Pri Chadash. Okay, so far, by the way, so far, have we seen anything about Tzeis HaKochavim? Other than the Mishnah Berurah? Thus far, meaning chronologically. Chronologically, have we seen anything about Tzeis HaKochavim up until the 17th century? No, right? So now comes the 17th century. We have the Pri Chadash, Reb Chizkiya de Silva. Gave you a little biography over here. Can you see this Wikipedia page or no? You see something else? Do you all see the Wikipedia page that came up? Or my screen's not sharing that?
Oh, we can see
We
it.
see it. We
We
see
see
him.
him.
Yeah. So you can see he was born in Italy, a very fascinating figure. He's born in Livorno in 1656. When he's 20 years old, he moves to Yerushalayim. Unbelievable thing here that he got married at 22. But there were t when he hit 20, I guess he was involved. He was already a major figure in Yerushalayim. They put out a cherem forcing men who had hit 20 but not yet gotten married to leave Yerushalayim. Isn't that a great cherem? Like, they didn't want people single over the age of 20. They didn't want people to remain single. So that kol bachur she'egi'a legil 20 v'lo nisa chayav legalos me'ha'ir. So Reb Chizkiya, the Pri Chadash, signed onto that cherem, and he sent himself into galus. And then 2 years later, he got married. After he gets married, he moves to Egypt, I believe. Okay, so yes, he sounds like he was appointed a Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael at some point. And then he travels to Amsterdam between 1688 and 1692. Let me show this right. Yeah. And then it seems like he comes back to Yerushalayim. So he's in Amsterdam for those 4 years, but it sounds like he's mostly in Eretz Yisrael. Now you'll see the Pri Chadash is known for not holding its punches against earlier poskim. Similar to the Gra, that the Gra is willing to come in and say that everybody else before him got it wrong. So you could see here they talk about on this biography page about the Pri Chadash, which is his sefer, that it's characterized by a very novel, original way of thinking. Assesses the writings of his predecessors without being biased in their favor. They draw the analogy to the Gra. And then they say like this, that the Shud Ginas Vradim, who was a Rav in Mitzrayim, criticized the Pri Chadash and says that they reviewed the Sefer, and they say that he inappropriately attacks the Beis Yosef and earlier poskim. And in fact, in Mitzrayim, they imposed a cherem on the sefer because they thought it was too chutzpahdic, and didn't have sufficient respect for the legal precedent of these earlier poskim. Isn't that great? Okay, and then eventually, as things go over time, it makes its way more into mainstream psak. But in that first generation in Mitzrayim, they wanted to put the sefer into they actually did put the sefer into cheirem. So here you get a little flavor of his style, and here's what he writes in Siman Tafresh Tzadi Beis. This is where the Shulchan Aruch writes that somebody who's anos ktsas, you could hold, he paskins the Tzimtzum HaDeshen that you could hear from Plag HaMincha. Okay, here's what he writes. Oh, sorry, here's Tafresh Pei Zayin. Quotes the Beis Yosef, citing the Ravid. That noagul lekrosim yibod yom. Let's get a volunteer to read this. Ned, why don't you read it for us?
Isn't
that
that
unbelievable?
unbelievable?
Im noagu kach, me olam lo kimu mitzvas kriyas megillah balayla. So here in the 17th century, you have the Pri Chadash saying that there's no basis for this practice. He's going up against the Ravid here, going against Beis Yosef, going against the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Viroi, go ahead. Yeah. What an
So,
quite an aggressive psak, no? All the halachic precedent here leading up to the 17th century says, oh, mi bod yom is fine, plag hamincha is fine. Enters the Pri Chadash and he says, nope, you got to wait till Tzeis Kochavim, and not just the chatchila, but the eved. If you read it before then, lo yatzu yidei chovasam. Look what he writes in Tafreis Tzadi Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch paskins the Tzimtzum HaDeshen, that if you're anos ktsas, you can read it from plag. Lomar kein me'ahisha kosu atosos reish brachos, pshirin v'nutam. That for Rabbi Yehuda you could have Zman Kriyat Shema from Plag, b'dvarav d'chuyim, mitzad rova poskim shechalukim alav, v'apsako amiti shezman Kriyat Shema mishas teisa. He thinks that it's wrong to paskim like Rabbeinu Tam on Kriyat Shema, and then he cites the Mishnah and Megillah for added support. Remember the Mishnah there said kol mitzvos kol mitzvosim bayom is from alos hashachar until teisa kochavim, based off the pasuk in Nehemiah. So he says, you see from there, Hakaimulan Dad says the Kochavim, Lav Lailahu. Hadavar baruch hashemesh ein lismoch al harazu. You can't rely on this psak of the Chumash HaDeshen, and you can't rely on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'ein likra Megillah ala mishas teis hakochavim. V'chol shekara kodem lachein lo asav lo klum ubirech brachos levatala. Isn't that an unbelievable transition in the history of halacha?
I thought you can't be cholik on the Shulchan Aruch.
Oh, so here's the prichadash, coming out swinging at the Shulchan Aruch. And that's, by the way, the basis for the Mishnah Berurah's psak. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, you'll see that the Mishnah Berurah really just goes with the pre chadash here, right?
Could you send a link to the doc?
Sure. I think I have to share it first. Let's see, share. Can I put it in the chat? Is that fine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Mishnah Berurah just runs with the Pri Chadash. Okay. Now, by the way, notice that the Pri Chadash also had nothing to say about the Ravid-esque arguments of Yud Gimel, right, Ned? He only had arguments against the Hagdaras Laila from Plag discussion. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah just chose to run with the Pri Chadash here. Ignoring these earlier psakim. Now, look at Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is the generation after the Pri Chadash, so beginning of the 18th century in the Moruk Tzia and Simen Tav Reish Pei Zayin. You could see he's born in 1697. He dies in 1776. Rabbi Yaakov Emden was a very colorful figure. He wrote a lot. Known of the Yaivets, the son of the Chacham Tzvi. He's known for his persecution of Yonasan Eibschitz. Very fascinating figure. He had a printing press, so he was able to. It was like social media. He had like an easy way of getting all his ideas out there. So here, the Yaakov Emden comes out swinging against the Pri Chadash. Look what he writes. He says he cites the Shitas HaRavid, that they would lain mibod yom on Tanis Esther. V'amnam das harayvet halazu shanya hi mishum de yudgimel gamkein huchshar lekriyas amegila. Sharei beferish amru yudgimel zman ki lakol. Really, you could lain Megillah on yudgimel also, based off the Gemara, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And it's not just for the B'nai Kfarim, it's not just for the people in the little villages outside of the cities. Why? Dibivadai lo gara ones chola umitstair miunsa dichvarim shehikilu aleim epnei takanasan. Whatever reasons Chazal had for allowing the Bnei Akfarim to lay in Megillah early, those reasons are not more weighty than people who are chola ones or mitstair that can't wait for the whole fast day of Tanis Esther to lay in till Tzeis HaKochavim to break their fast. The Yotzin Mipnei Zeh Afilu Makdim and Harbe, Chazal were willing to be lenient on the people of these villages. Kol Shekein Yud Gimel Shekasher Lachol Gam Livnei Ayaros Ela Shlo Hukva Im Lo Midochak Lefisha Nesiachid Lahem Zman Bifnei Atzma Yudalad Shibo Haya Ikranes V'roi Shlo Lo Okro Shlo Lo Tzorech Kol Sheyecholim Lekaimo V'ein Davar Monam. So here, Rabbi Yaakov Emden sees it is that really there's Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet for Purim. The din is that if you have no extenuating circumstances and there's no reason to be makdim, so do it on Yud Dalet. But if you have some Meniyah, then Yud Gimel is perfectly fine. It's part of the Iker Takanas Chazal to give you an extra day of Mikra Megillah. Aval Mia Hecha Di'ika Monea Lohachi. If there's some sort of impediment blocking you from doing Yudalid, Ramizalon b'Megillah Zmanam Harbe Lakdimon L'Tzorech. If you have a Tzorech, you could already lay on Yud Gimel. Just like the Kfarim, just like the Dinis, V'hu Adin L'Dikavasayhu. Same for people who are in a similar circumstance like the Kfarim, like they have, some sort of reason to be Makdim. So Kol Kavachomer Shehuchshar Yud Gimel L'Chola Mitzdayer Mo'od. Kimoha, Nusin, Mubaros, Umutur Lahem, Belis, Suffolk, Lekrosa afilu be'od hayom gadol. I take it that od hayom gadol here means well before plaga mincha. Right, Ned? So Yaakov Emden's thinking you could probably lay Megillah ready from Chatzos at Chatzos of Tanis Esther, and everyone could break their fast from then. And then he adds, notice this, Uvitzibor nami samchina nadasa raivid deshari lahaschil ktsas mi bodyom ulagomra balaila. So here he's adding a different consideration, not onsen and meubaros, but tzibor. Right, tzibor itself is a type of consideration, tircha de tzibura. But then you shouldn't be makdim well mi bodyom, but only ktsas mi bodyom, and to finish it balaila, so that at least part of your mikra megillah is going to be in the evening. Mishum takanta dahani v'tircha de tzibura v'su dehaika miktas kriya balaila. And then he backs back a little bit. He says, you know what? I don't even think you need part of the kriya to extend into laila. V'od ani omer afilu korin osa kula mi bod yom yotzni de kriyas halaila mitay midamrin. And by the way, you also have a different kriya. You have the yom yadalid. So if you're worried about kriya bismana, ikonami kriya biyom yadalid shuikar mitzvah savadai, you don't even need the kriya balayla. We saw that lishanos bayom. So all this chash about the timing, he says, it's not even worth getting worked up about it because you could have a second kriya bismano anyway. Okay, and therefore he says, masha'enkein for a tzibur, deshchichi cholim v'chalushim, for a whole community where a subset of the population will be weak, vadai for sure it's totally fine to be makdim. It's not clear to me if he means from plaga mincha or even before plaga mincha, but that's the shita that he wants to defend. And he says, Avayin lab ves Yosef, Tosefta mefarish bayam, dafila razobi gimel matzi kari bebracha b'shasat chak. According to the Baal Mor that we read, you can make a bracha when you lean on Yud Gimel. So for sure, he thinks that you could make a bracha if you were to lean Plaga Mincha of Tanis Esther, and probably even before that. Okay, who do you think he's writing this to defend against? Prichadash. V'lo yadati mazeh v'al mazeh kol kachora apo shabala prichadash. Lahatris bezek keneged rabosav, harehim gedolei olam arayved orchos chayim v'kolbo v'tshumas adeshen v'arab beis Yosef v'kol achronim shehushu bekach. You know, the Torah, you know, worked fine until the 17th century, and now the Pri Chadash has to come in and tell us that everybody got it wrong before him. Behuzal cholek aleihem beli tam kol iker. You know, he really has no basis to be machmir against them, right? So Yaakov Emden. He said, look, there are many things that we hold that you could be yotzei balayla from plaga mincha onwards. So why would the Pri Chadash Dafka analogize this to Kriyas Shema d'Oraisa, which according to some Rishonim has to be after Tzeis HaKochavim? And he says, anyways, Pashta halacha b'chol Yisrael, the way Yaakov Emden makes it seem, it sounds like b'chol Yisrael, they were not makbid to wait until Tzeis HaKochavim for Kriyas HaMegillah, etc. So, and therefore he says, you shouldn't be ma'ar al minhagon she Yisrael b'mashe nagu b'fnei gedolei hadoros, and le'olam yad hamishane al hatachtona. So you can see, he just thinks it's outrageous that the Pri Chadash came in here with his chumrah. V'hifriz al midosav lichtov, even went so far as to exaggerate to write, shezeh pashut be'enav. How could the, wasn't it did, wasn't that language striking for him to say it's pasha they have to wait until it says behepich midas kol agedolim ki ilu, he says vehiflig Lahachriya kol chach me Yisrael barchosav kilu min hashemayim eskimo al yada lifso kemoso bigzeros. He just thinks it's outrageous that the Prichadash came in to change the halacha. Pretty fascinating little snippet of the history of halacha here. So I think it's remarkable if you go around today, it's almost doctrine that Kriyas HaMegillah is from Teisa Kochavim because the Mishneh Berurah decided to go with the Pri Chadash. If we wound the clock back to the 17th century, it probably would have been outrageous to find a Kehillah that waited for Teisa Kochavim, I'm guessing. Anybody have thoughts on this? Okay, let's ask one last shita that I'll just throw out here for you to digest. The Prima Gadim in Arachayim, Tzimin Tafresh Pei Zayin writes, he cites the Beis Yosef. They could do Plaga Mincha to be Mekel on the Anusim. He cites the Pri Chadash, who thinks you should analogize it to Kriyashma and wait for Tzeisa Kochavim. And he has a nice pshara, the Prima Gadim. He says, "V'lechora al kol panim ben hashmashos kol shiyesh ones yuchel lekrasa savi rabbanon lekula." It's kind of interesting, Solomonic compromise. He's like, the Pri Chadash is saying that it's a brachel of atal until tzeis hakochavim, but okay, fine. You want to be machmir like the Pri Chadash, you can be machmir until shkia. But certainly, you don't have to be machmir more than that. If there's a need, but even that is chumrah relative to the shitos that preceded him, from the Ravid.
Has that helped meet any of the Bichadash's requirements? It's not much of a shara.
What's that?
It's not much of a shara, right? If you think that Seis is the definition.
Yeah, of course. It's not really a pshara. I just called it a pshara in that it's midway. But correct. It's he's just giving us another shear of which would be like a nice threshold from which to be Magdir Kriyas HaMegillah. I say it doesn't have to be plag, it doesn't have to be Tzeis Kochavim, it could be Shkia as the basis. Okay, but you can see here this relates to our limud number one. It relates to our limud on this question of Zman and Haschalas Laila, when does it begin? So you can see there's a whole tradition from the Chumash HaDeshen and the communities that followed him that Plaga Mincha is sufficient for Agdaras Laila. There also is another basis here, specifically when it comes to Purim, that even though we celebrate Purim on Yudalid, really the day of Purim is spread out in time. Certainly from Yud Gimel and maybe even to Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. And you also get here, I think, a really remarkable insight into the history of halacha about how these ideas pull against each other and change over time. And just because, you could see how like the Mishneh Berurah paskins one way and that sets a normative standard for our communities. And I think today it'd be very hard-pressed to find a pre-Tzeis Kriyas HaMegillah. Certainly when you pry open the hood and look into the dinim and the concepts and the principles of halacha, you could see there's, especially when you add to that the actual practice of halacha, there's much weight, strong evidence suggesting that it's totally fine, certainly from Shkia onwards and certainly from Shkia onwards, but probably even from Plaga Mincha onwards.
How do you turn the clock back?
What's that, Ned?
How do you turn the clock back?
I don't know that you even just, I don't even know that you have to turn the clock back to resurrect, this is the question of what weight do you think it has simply because the Mishneh Berurah mainstreamed it and, nowadays a lot of kilos do it, right? This is it's a deeper question. But I think, my sense is, of course, that you got to paskin based off the best interpretation of the sugya, and based off the best application of the principles of halacha. That's what I would think, and the methodology. That's all kind of very okay. The Mishneh Berurah said it, therefore it is the right psak. Yeah, that's not really a methodology of Pesach. Lot more to discuss here, but I would just say that there's like a we spoke a little bit of Mishnah about Dafyomi type learning versus real learning. There's a similar type of distinction that's important to be aware of. Leave, don't tell your dad I said that. Important, similar important distinction to be aware of in terms of Pesach between. There's like, oh, Pesach is just kind of learn the Mishnah Berurah versus seeing the iceberg of the concepts and the depth that exists in the halacha that's covered up, belied by the by these kind of like one line Pesachim in Mishnah Berurah or other contemporary Pesach works. Okay, shkoyach everyone. We'll see you all tomorrow in Shir, and just, of course, let me know when you ended up laning Megillah. Plag, Shkia, or Tzeis.
Have you seen
Right.
the
Thanks for being tomorrow. Have a good
thanks,
day.
Donnie.
Did you see the Moshe Kapelle AI article on Mosaic?
Okay, let me just end the recording. Yeah.